To become a certified teacher in Maine, candidates must pass certain tests of skills and knowledge. But some critics of the system say there are cultural biases in the tests that are potentially keeping many applicants, including immigrants, from becoming teachers. The state has changed some of its requirements in an attempt to address the issue. Robbie Feinberg has more.
But then remember we talked about equity during school meeting? How does that relate to this?
Sarai Manuel stands in the center of her small classroom inside Portland's Casco Bay High School, where she teaches poetry and English and works with multilingual students. Manuel is an immigrant herself, originally from Sudan. In class, she tries to tie in current issues. Today, the students spend half the class sharing presentations on different aspects of the Black Lives Matter movement.
So historically looking at communities of color, what have they experienced?
It's Manuel's first year teaching, but her journey into the classroom has been difficult. She moved to the U.S. as a child, and her family found its way to Maine. After graduating from college in Arizona, she moved back here and taught at a cross-cultural preschool in South Portland.
I learned a lot from the kids there, a lot of things that I didn't know that I learned from the kids, and that inspired me to want to do that with older kids.
So Manuel decided to apply for an intensive teacher preparation program called ETEP at the University of Southern Maine. In order to enter the program and to be certified as a teacher in Maine, she first needed to pass an exam called the Praxis Core. It's a basic skills test that's intended to assess what a teaching candidate knows in reading, writing, and math. To be certified, Manuel was also required to pass a second exam in her specific subject area. The questions for both tests, she recalled, were confusing. One asked about various American accents.
They would ask you what word is a northeast, north New England accent or southwest accent or Cajun accent. And I'm like, I don't know. I've never been to New Orleans. I don't know people from New Orleans. So it's just things like that are, like, not really necessary.
Manuel had to take and retake each test, sometimes up to 4 times, before she finally passed.
But I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. I should go figure something else out. I should go somewhere else and do something else.
And while Manuel decided to pursue her teaching career, many other similar candidates don't. Flynn Ross, the chair of the teacher education program at USM, says that in her 20 years in teacher preparation, she's encountered dozens of students, many of whom were non-native English speakers, who were qualified in almost every area, but became discouraged and dropped out.
They can have the GPA, all the courses, the experience working with kids, great recommendations. In every other way, they can be recommended as great teachers, but they may not pass this single test.
The organization that produces the teacher certification exam, called ETS, has even found that students of color performed significantly worse on the exams than did white test takers. ETS says it works with colleges to improve those numbers and also continually reviews its test for cultural bias. But the issue has led some of the state's teacher preparation programs to lobby to make the Praxis Core test optional and change the state's certification requirements. Dora Santoro, the chair of the education department at Bowdoin College, says opening the teaching profession to more immigrants and people of color is important for 2 reasons.
Because the research shows that when teachers and students are more aligned in their demographics, we have higher levels of achievement. The other piece of that is that we need more teachers and we have a labor pool that we are not tapping. That is just not smart.
Officials with Maine's Department of Education say they frequently heard that the test is tougher for non-traditional and adult students, particularly immigrants and refugees. That's part of the reason why the state changed its policy earlier this year and will waive the Praxis Core requirement for anyone who passes another graduate-level entrance exam, such as the GRE, instead. The Maine Education Association, which represents Maine's public school teachers, was unable to be reached by airtime for comment on the rules. And some states have gone further in changing testing requirements. Sarah Barzi, the chief talent officer for the State Department of Education in Connecticut, says the Praxis is no longer required to be a licensed teacher there, but is instead intended to be used as a diagnostic tool by colleges to determine what candidates need to know. In recent years, Barzi says the number number of teachers of color has begun to rise in the state.
We have begun to see movement in the right direction, that our efforts are starting to pay some real dividends.
For Casco Bay High School teacher Sarai Manuel, her testing experience left her frustrated and exhausted. But now that she's finally inside the classroom, doing what she wants to do, she's positive about her career.
It made me who I am today. And if I were to take another test and I don't pass the first time, I'll be fine. I'm not going to, like, go home and cry. I'm like, that's all right.
And despite her frustration, Manuel still believes that taking a test and demonstrating her knowledge was an important step toward becoming a teacher. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio, supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.